Lesson 32. I have invented the world I see. 1. Today we are continuing to develop the theme of cause and effect. You're not the victim of the world you see because you invented it. You can give it up as easily as you made it up. You will see it or not see it, as you wish. While you want it, you will see it. When you no longer want it, it will not be there for you to see. 2. The idea for today, like the preceding ones, applies to your inner and outer worlds, which are actually the same. However, since you see them as different, the practice periods for today will again include two phases, one involving the world you see outside you and the other world you see in your mind. In today's exercises, try to introduce the thought that both are in your own imagination. 3. Again, we will begin the practice periods for the morning and evening by repeating the idea for today two or three times while looking around at the world you see as outside yourself. Then, close your eyes and look around your inner world. Try to treat them both as equally as possible. Repeat the idea for today unhurriedly as often as you wish as you watch the images of your imagination presents to your awareness. As you watch the images your imagination presents to your awareness. 4. For the two longer practice periods, 3 to 5 minutes are recommended, with not less than 3 required. More than 5 can be utilized, if you find the exercise restful. To facilitate this, select a time when few distractions are anticipated and when you yourself feel reasonably ready. 5. These exercises are also to be continued during the day, as often as possible. The shorter applications consist of repeating the idea slowly as you survey either your inner or outer world. It does not matter which you choose. 6. The idea for today should also be applied immediately to any situation that may distress you. Apply the idea by telling yourself, "I have invented this situation as I see it."